The Patent and Trademark Office's scientists, engineers, and attorneys are on the vanguard when it comes to working off-site. About 3,000 of them have given up their office desks to work from home. Telework senior advisor Danette Campbell says the widespread policy was a saving grace during Tuesday's earthquake.
After we had evacuated, and people are standing out in the street, and the announcement was made, you know, that, you know, you can have leave the rest of the day. Had all 10,000 of those employees been on the USPTO campus in Alexandria, it would have been a nightmare getting out of that parking garage and onto the beltway to go home.
Campbell's agency has had a policy on telework for about 14 years. The Telework Enhancement Act of 2010 required that all agencies do the same by June 7th. They also had to designate telework czars and notify employees of their eligibility. But more than 2 months later, the law doesn't seem to be the quick kick in the pants that some had hoped for. Federal marketing director at the computer chip maker Intel, Nigel Ballard, gets the impression that the status quo hasn't changed much.
I get to see who's buying laptops and who's buying desktops. And if you're an agency that used to have the old work paradigm where I require all my employees to schlep in an hour, sit in front of a computer, and then schlep back home an hour afterwards, and you're still buying that desktop you were buying a year ago, then I know that you haven't instigated a telework policy in your agency because you cannot telework with a desktop.
Some agencies have had to develop policies from scratch. Office of Personnel Management Chief of Staff Justin Johnson says supervisors and workers have to figure out how to apply that framework.
The optimal situation is where managers and employees discuss, you know, what are my duties of those, what can be done from anywhere, and now knowing that, how can we develop a telework relationship, you know, that works for both parties.
Johnson says the parties have to write it all down, and employees new to telework will need training. OPM is relaunching its online course this fall. But some are nervous about expanding work outside of the office. Johnson says labor unions worry that supervisors are doling out telework rights as a way to reward their favorite employees.
The application of your policy should be driven by duties. You know, if you've got a suite of employees, you've got, say, 50 employees who all do the same thing, then generally their opportunity to telework should all be very similar. It shouldn't be based on, you know, an existing friendly relationship with one employee over another. That's where agencies get themselves into trouble.
When telework works, it's because managers see it as much more than a favor to employees. Danette Campbell says all those patent and trademark office examiners who gave up their office space to work at home have helped the agency's bottom line.
We have avoided, to date, $19.8 million in real estate by deploying these 3,400 hoteling examiners. And that's huge. If I had to bring all of those people back tomorrow, I'm going to have to come up with almost $20 million to house those folks.
That's not to dismiss the idea of telework as a perk. OPM's Johnson says his agency's most recent survey indicates it's a bonus, even if workers don't take advantage of it.
You know, the really driving motivators are feeling trusted, feeling supported, and feeling that you're connected to something larger than yourself,
right.
You know. And so trust, telework has almost become a proxy for trust. If I know that I can do my work from anywhere and I'm not allowed to, I feel disrespected. And I'm going to leave.
Johnson says smart telework policies can help agencies retain and recruit new workers. The next OPM report will be the first test of whether agencies are applying the new telework law to their advantage. It's due to Congress next summer. In Washington, I'm Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.